spark to stay on the right track, or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101, Recovery 101, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA and AOA. Oh, wait a minute. For Shelley, doesn't speak for Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. I'm not even going to do it. AACAOAGAPALASLA.
We don't speak for LA again.
Again. SLAACRRRMMPAHA.
If anybody needed somebody to speak for them, it would be LA.
OWS.
OWS?
Occupy Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm really not speaking for them.
Okay.
Neither is anybody else. It started snowing.
Yeah, it started snowing. They're all on their way home. You know, isn't that amazing?
They crawled back, how into their rocks.
How really into something someone is until the weather turns bad, and then suddenly the commitment's not quite as there as much as it. You know, it's like
that's where the
corporate
term,
greed's okay this week because it's snowing.
Fair weather friends.
Fair weather friends. We don't speak for anybody. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
We don't
as
even
you
do
can
that.
See. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with the hostess with the mostest.
Shelly.
She's like, Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet. Awesome. Shelly.
What?
You seem to be filled with the spirit still. I don't mean the spirit.
The spirit of Mick.
I've got the spirit of Mick running all through me right now. Ooh, that didn't sound right, did it? Yikes. No, I've still got time on my side stuck in my head right now.
Oh.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. All right.
Well,
this is awesomely crazy bantering, so hey. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Shelly wasn't ready because the bantering was going so well, and there was so much to banter about.
Well, I could have just broken in a song if that's what you wanted. All right, let's see.
Welcome back.
No, not that song.
Shout out to the Rat Pack. Let's do the news.
Hey, welcome to the Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack and Sarah.
The Rat
Pack. Okay.
Sarah's queen cheese.
Hey.
In Georgetown, Delaware.
She heard that.
Oh, God, we're in trouble now. You're going to get a thumping.
you were meant to.
Okay.
I could have said louder.
Okay, can we move on with the boozy news now?
Hair, but there's none left.
That's right.
Oh!
Wow, jeez.
He has full head hair. What are you talking about? Okay.
I know.
In Georgetown, Delaware,
uh-huh,
we have the trifecta of drug dealing.
Oh.
Three generations.
I think I won a medal in that once.
No, you couldn't have, because three generations of the same family have been charged after a drug investigation.
And their names?
Four people are facing numerous charges related to drug dealing. They are 62-year-old Richard Banks Sr., his son and daughter, 41-year-old Richard Banks Jr., and 39-year-old Tabitha Banks, and Tabitha's 20-year-old daughter, Ashley Banks.
No Jane or Michael?
No Jane or Michael Banks, no.
Okay.
Jane and Michael Banks.
Banks. Bum.
That's from Mary Poppins, for those of you who don't know.
Wow, I didn't know.
They executed a search warrant on Friday and found 32 pounds of marijuana, 49 guns.
Who needs plus 49 guns to protect 32 pounds of marijuana?
They had 55 pounds of marijuana and started trading people guns for pot.
Probably.
I don't have any money, but I'll give you my 9.
Yeah, there you go.
They also confiscated various drug paraphernalia, prescription drugs, ammunition, cash.
What's guns without ammunition?
True.
What's drugs without paraphernalia?
These are
normal accessories.
Yeah. Really, Your Honor? You're going to give me an extra charge for that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Now, this next article is
important to properly accessorize your
wait,
drugs.
I gotta say this before you go into that.
Please.
I was at the cigar store, which is a smoke shop. They have this thing that looks like a gas mask that's got like a pipe on the end of it. And I'm like, how can you actually, I mean, this thing is a
where
total loading
that?
Device. I mean,
where was that when we were there?
You're going to really play it off like you're smoking tobacco through that thing? Are you freaking kidding me? It looks like a gas mask with a thing coming out so that you can just inhale and your entire face is just covered with it.
Wow.
Come on.
All right, this story is, well, I don't know if it's interesting, but it's a story. And there are two aspects to it that I find intriguing. One.
Please share them with us.
Is that at the end of the story, it says, and I'm quoting, police have not said specifically why they were chasing Patterson. Now, let me tell you what the story is.
That will only be interesting if we hear the story.
No.
You should just leave it at that and go to the next one.
In western Pennsylvania, a drug suspect died after choking on a plastic bag that contained illegal drugs. The police believed that he was a drug dealer and went to arrest him.
So he tried to swallow
it. Well, so he tried to swallow the evidence, choked on the plastic bag, and died. So why, at the end of the story, do they say the police have not said why they were chasing Patterson, when the police said they suspected him of being a drug dealer?
Once again, another one of those reporters.
Am I going to have to go around and blue pencil the entire world?
Yep. I saw, of course, it's a YouTube thing. I saw a video of YouTube, and these guys, I mean, it's like a police surveillance camera from inside the cop car. And they throw this guy up on the hood, this black guy. They throw him up on the hood, and they throw this bag of weed or something. There's a plastic baggie of something they throw up on the hood as well. And then they're, like, frisking him. And while they're doing that, he reaches out with his neck and, like, grabs it with his tongue and then eats it. And it's like you're thinking later on, it's like clearly you can see they pulled something out of his pocket and put it there. But there would be no way to prove what it was. It's like this guy, he's like getting in, you can see him, he's like trying to chew it up, and he's like swallowing, and then he's like looking at the camera like, I mean, it's, you know what, I'm looking at this guy, and I got to tell you, even though I'm sober a long time and everything, and I'm thinking, I hope he got away with that, because you know what? When you throw the evidence within mouth range of the guy, you got to expect he's going to try and eat it. It was awesome.
Speaking of blue penciling things, there was a story. I can't remember what town it was, like Bainbridge or something like that, Ohio. It's actually posted on my Facebook page because I got so irritated because, once again, I have to blue pencil something. The story was about an intoxicated woman that they were trying to pull over. When they finally got the car pulled over, she got out of the car and was dressed in, and I'm quoting, and I'll have to spell this out so that you understand it. She was dressed in a sheer dress with a G-string and wedge heels.
S-H-E-A-R?
Yes, the word sheer spelled S-H-E-A-R, like scissors or a wind shear.
A scissor dress.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
Edward Scissor Hands.
A dress for scissoring.
Oh, jeez.
How about the one who jumped out of the car the other day with tennis shoes and a G-string on? That's all she had on.
I didn't hear about that.
Did they frisk her?
Did she have fishnets on? Oh, okay.
Did they frisk her?
Not much time.
She might have been hiding something.
Where?
Somewhere in the G-string.
She was drunk, and they clocked her at 128 miles an hour at one point during the chase.
Wow. I don't know about you guys, because I've done it. I've gone over. I think the fastest I've been was slightly over 120. It's like, to me, really fast. I don't really like to go that fast. When I was younger, I used to think that was really exciting. Now, over 100, I don't think my reactions are really quick enough to go over 100 anymore.
I borrowed a guy's car one time to go to the store. And I came back. He goes, "What did you think of the ride?" I said, "At about 95, it's got a little shimmy."
Yeah. Nice.
This next story was quite heartening for me. I liked it.
Okay.
There is more evidence that coffee, particularly among female drinkers, has a positive effect and may help prevent some forms of skin cancer, particularly basal cell carcinoma, which is the one I have.
Okay.
It slows the growth
of basal
cell carcinoma.
So why are you drinking hay-flavored frappuccino?
I drink a whole pot of coffee every morning.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Yes. I've had 3 minor surgeries for basal cell carcinoma, and so I should just drink more and more coffee.
How many people do you think, as a result of hearing that story on this show, go immediately to Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee? Starbucks, I want you to keep this in mind.
We get a kickback.
20,000? 30,000? 100,000?
I get
probably
no
not 100,000.
From champagne.
Sarah says 250,000 people go straight out and buy a coffee.
Should that
be worth like a grand?
Or 250,000 people listening to us just go straight out.
Well, there you go. We should be sponsored by Jack Daniels. We should be sponsored by.
We have the, I don't know what you want to say. Bruce would say she's an idiot. I would say People Unclear on the Concept Award goes to...
That's an idiot.
People unclear on the concept award goes to Dorothy O'Neill of Haverville.
What did Dorothy do?
Is she a Chamberlain?
She is facing drug charges. She decided that it would be a really good idea to flag down and ask a police officer for directions to her drop.
Okay.
Telling him that she was going to a drug deal. Whereupon, she was frisked and was found to be in possession of cocaine and prescription medication not prescribed to her, packaged for sale, and she was also under the influence of alcohol.
She's an idiot.
She's an idiot.
She's unclear on the concept.
She's an
idiot. Still an idiot.
Let's see now. In Gainesville,
Florida,
police said an apparently drunken man passed out in a stranger's apartment and then went to jail after punching the resident when she tried to help him to the door. She came home at about 1:55 a.m.
Was it Charlie
Sheen? No, it wasn't Charlie Sheen.
Or no.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
No,
in his neighbor's house?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. She came home at about 1:55 a.m., found him sleeping on her floor, woke him up, and she said she was giving him guidance to the door as he was having problems on his feet due to his intoxication, whereupon he turned around and punched her in the face.
So she's going to get him to the door and then throw him out and slam the door?
Yes.
Just let him go wherever he goes
right
after that?
That was her plan.
Just careen into the wall. And it was an apartment or a house?
An apartment.
He's going to careen into the wall on the other side, probably break through their door.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Leo Your Honor, Sharp. I was in a blackout when I punched her in the face.
We have this one from Connor.
Oh, hey, shout out to Connor.
This ought to be interesting.
Well, I don't know.
These
it's kind
usually
of
pretty good.
An 87-year-old war veteran was arrested last week near Chelsea, which is somewhere. It's
in
not
England.
Detroit. I don't know. It's back east.
Was he near Tiffany as well? Or
Indiana.
Chelsea?
It was Indiana. He was arrested last week for trafficking more than 228 pounds of cocaine. 87-year-old war veteran.
Go, wow. Papa.
Yeah, see, grandfather.
Wow.
He was pulled over.
Hey, G-Pa.
He was pulled over on the freeway for improper lane change.
Ain't that a bitch.
The trooper asked him for permission to search his car, and he refused. A drug-sniffing dog was called to the scene and found 104 brick-sized blocks of cocaine worth nearly $3 million.
Wow. I was in a blackout, Your Honor.
Well, no. Now
that hurts.
Now, this guy is married with children and works full-time as a legitimate grower of exotic plants for a horticulture company. And he said that this is not what it seems, and there's a lot more of this story to be played out in court later.
He grows coca plants.
This is not what it seems.
You know what?
This is research, Your Honor.
No, you know what it is? He grows, like, extremely rare plants for a living.
Yes.
These plants grow extremely well and extremely quick when cocaine is filtered through the watering filtration system of the plants.
He's going to have an attorney who's going to go in and say he's too old to go to prison.
Probably. I don't know, but he says that there's more to be played out. We'll have to wait for the updates.
Okay. More to the story.
And more to the story.
Turn the page.
Yes. In Los Angeles. Oh, wait a minute. No.
California.
Actually, it was in San Jose, California. But the story was in the Los Angeles Times. That's what I'm reading.
Okay.
California.
San Jose.
A turf war between the Hells Angels and the Vagos.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Boy, this got ugly.
Was played out at a Starbucks that left several men dead, wounded, and now a couple of them are missing. Because it's happened. This was the explosion that has been building since a murder like a year ago. And
we used to have, probably unbeknownst to Shelley, within probably 75 yards, well, maybe 100 yards of here, there was an entire house full of Vagos.
Oh, no, I knew that. They used to guard the alleyway.
Now,
y'all bet.
Did you happen to see the article on that where the guy asked the all-important question? Because it was actually a fight at the Starbucks. It was San Jose, but it was actually in Santa Rosa. They said, how important was it to be the guys that have possession of the coffee
pumpkin
house?
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Spice latte.
Yes.
Wow.
And that was actually what was in dispute at the time because they were arguing over who got to sit at that Starbucks.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You know what? I gotta tell you, of all the things, you know, do you remember
our biker gang's a little gay.
I think, you know, it used to be who got control of which bar.
Yeah.
Now it's who gets control of which Starbucks. No, really? Come on,
that
guys.
Whole bikers being gay thing, that was Mark. Just letting you know. No, but do you remember? I remember when I was young, when I was real young, Fontana, California was like the Hell's Angels thing. And you didn't go to Fontana unless you wanted to F around with the Hell's Angels. And I remember when I was a kid at Oakdale Cemetery up here, a Hell's Angel died. And on Grand Avenue, which is two lanes going each direction, the southbound lane was blocked off at this from Gladstone to Arrow Highway, and it was full of Harleys. I mean, I think there was like 5,000 people came to this funeral. And like back then, nobody messed with the Hell's Angels. Now it's like, now they're messing with the Hell's Angels because they're sitting in our chairs when we go to have our pumpkin spice lattes. It's like, really? That's the big thing now?
A friend of mine's wife was throwing a surprise 40th birthday party for him about 10 years ago. So she grabbed his phone book and invited everybody. He was friends, or let's just say business contacts, with the leader of the Vagos and the leader of the Hells Angels. They both showed up.
Now let me ask you this, though, because I don't know, and you may know this as
a
result of this.
Merriment ensued?
You may know this as a result of this party, but isn't it kind of like a thing of like neutral ground thing? It's like, you know, there's like some types of mutual respect that unless you're talking about on your own turf. Because I know that like the head of the Bloods and the head of the Crips have been at a place invited by someone else, and they were cool.
They both showed up late and he was already there. And when they showed up, he looked at his wife and said, "What the hell did you do?" She goes, "Well, I invited all your friends." He goes, "Yeah," he went right to him and said, "Guys, not tonight and not here." And they were cool, but it was a little tense for a moment.
You have a friend that has the head of the Vagos and the head of the Hells Angels in his phone?
Yeah.
Is he a lawyer?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
He goes, he's a Harley repairman.
Yeah.
I got to do this one last one real quick.
Okay.
In Tallahassee,
Florida! Yeah.
School administrators have been using these little rewards they've been giving out to students for getting A pluses for getting A pluses in their fundraising efforts at the elementary school.
Are they smoking?
Is the word dime bag in here anywhere?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
School officials were giving out these little you know those little slap bracelets that kids play with?
Yes.
Well, these slap bracelets had little inspirational slogans on them, and they were also rulers. Like when you stretch them out, they would be rulers. Well, one of the kids, they were covered in like this like meshy fabric. And one of the kids decided to peel the meshy fabric off.
What did it say underneath? I know that they used...
It had pictures of naked women.
Oh, my.
On the little slap bracelet.
Because you know what it is? These were intended for something else. They didn't sell, so they put some kind of sheath over it to resell it as just a
They were made in China.
That's awesome. Did they have Chinese girls or American girls?
It didn't say what kind of girls. They just said nude women. It just says
I think we're going to need to investigate that. Can you have the school district send us one?
It gives a new
thought to the term slap bracelet.
So anyway, this kid pulled the mesh off of his little bracelet thingy, and his parents, you know, and he was playing with it. And
Dad's like, "Let me see that."
The bracelet or his thingy?
Probably both at that point. And his mother came over to see what he was doing and saw the little bracelet and called the school. And the principal said, "Really?
Can you
really?
Bring that over to my office?"
So they've been attempting to get they've given out about 100 of these things. They're trying to get them back from the kids.
Gotten 12 of them back.
And, yeah, the kids seem to be really reluctant to give them up.
You can buy them on eBay for $187, though.
So,
is that what you're up to now?
Yeah.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah. I sure hope you guys remember the topic.
I'm just sitting here bummed because there was one more story I should have done.
Oh, well. Do it. Do the story now that we're back. Come on.
Okay, really quick.
Real quick.
In Zimbabwe, a man caught having sex with a donkey told the court that the animal was actually a prostitute who turned into a donkey at night. His name is Sunday Moyo. And he was found by police officers He was performing a sex act on the donkey who was lying on the ground tied to a tree at 4 a.m.
Wow.
When he admitted to the crime, he told the court...
FEMA's all over this. Not FEMA, PETA.
PETA.
When he admitted to the crime, he told the court, "Your Worship, I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when I got arrested.
I was in a blackout.
Actually, you said, "I only came, you know."
I had hired a prostitute and paid $20 for the service at the downtown nightclub, and I didn't know then that she became a donkey.
Perfect. Perfect.
He is going to be examined by two government psychiatrists.
You think?
Yes.
I think you should have used the blackout defense. I was in a blackout. She looked better at 2 a.m., Your Honor.
His beer goggles on.
She was a great piece of ass.
Oh. Okay, now what's the topic?
I don't know. Mark, what was the topic?
Same old song and dance.
Come on, Shelley. It's the same old...
story.
Same old song and dance.
I think you have the cadence a little off.
I'm doing the Motley Crue version of it.
Oh, I was thinking of the Aerosmith version.
Well, see? There you go.
So what is... Oh, so go ahead. Talk about it.
Discuss.
How would you like,
I'm verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
How would you like to tackle it, Mark? I'm sure you had something in mind.
I did. I've sat in a lot of meetings, and you know, we've talked a lot about danger zones. When you hear a
highway
person...
Highway to the danger zone.
I love that song.
Wow, Shelley is like Shelley's manic a go-go right now.
Go ahead. You were saying...
There are people, I've been in meetings lately where I've been in like the same meeting for like three or four times in a row. And when I start hearing people who are sharing the same thing week after week after week after week, I get a little nervous for them.
Yeah, because things don't stay static. Yeah. They should have something, either have something else to share or have realized that they need to listen.
But my question was twofold. One, are they in trouble? And two... Should I be going to different meetings occasionally? I do go to different meetings occasionally, but I just noticed that there are a couple people who just sort of seem stuck on stupid.
They're not stupid.
Now, I was going to say, is it stuck on stupid or is it same old song and dance? Because that's a... there's people that will share... You know what? It's kind of like we've talked about before. If you've got something really horrible that's happening or something, you know, maybe you don't dump it in a meeting, maybe you dump it on your sponsor. People that are in that kind of situation that get called on, Mark and I have talked about it before, kind of go to their default share. And it's like if the same old thing that they keep saying is it's kind of their default share, you know, maybe they're really not in danger. Maybe they're just sharing that really hardcore stuff with their sponsor. On the other hand, then you've got these stuck on stupid guys that share the same stupid stuff over and over and over again.
I'll give you an example. I was at a meeting last night. First time I've been to that meeting, but a lot of people there from another meeting that I've go to but haven't been to in over a month.
This is the one you led?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Participation afterwards. And the last person to share shared almost the same thing that she was sharing a month ago, last time I was in a meeting that she was at, about the problem she was having, and she was getting a different advice from her two sponsors.
Well, there's your first problem.
Yeah, hello, red flag.
Red flag. Yeah. Well, you know, the whole I have two sponsors thing.
Yeah.
The only reason to have two sponsors is if you're specifically looking, hoping that you're going to ask them about something and one of the two will tell you the thing you want to hear.
No, there could be other reasons for having two sponsors. You don't want to let a sponsor go that's like
loaded?
Kind of far away and not able to be with you as often as you would like, but you don't want to let go of them entirely, but you need somebody that's more proactive with you right now, then you can do that.
That's why I have a sponsor with 28 years and a sponsor with a year and a half, because whenever I'm looking for work to do, I go to the one with a year and a half. I'm kidding.
Wow. No, he goes, yeah, my sponsor's Warren.
Yeah. You know, he lets me do whatever I want, so.
Dial a sponsor.
So, but, you know, I sit in meetings sometimes, and I just sit and listen, and it's the same thing over and over and over again. Now, there are some things that are shared over and over and over again that should be.
Yeah, clearly.
Don't drink or use no matter what. Go to meetings.
The regular meeting platitudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a sponsor, work the steps. Yeah. Go to a meeting, you know, 90 meetings in 90 days, whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what to do because I've got this issue with my mother from 10 years ago. And then the next week it's like, I don't know what to do. I've got this issue with my mother from 10 years and a week ago. And I got this issue with my mother, and she needs to apologize to me. That's her fault. You see it progress into... Oh, my God, how about you work a step?
I knew a gal from a meeting that we go to. You've been to it. You don't really go to it often. Shelly and I go to it quite a bit. And this gal would share about her ex or her ex before that, like, almost every week, even though she had a current. And I'd be like going, wow. I mean, she or her kid. Over and over and over. And the kid, the story doesn't ever really change. He's just gotten out of jail. I'm bringing him back to my house.
He's just going back into jail.
I'm bringing him back to my house to live with me, and I bought him a phone, and I can't believe he traded the phone for dope. And the last one was I helped him get a car, and I can't believe he traded the car for dope. And he's coming to live in at my house, and I can't believe he stole all my stuff. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, this person has...
Sometime.
She put it somewhere. Yeah, she's got some time somewhere.
Okay.
Might have time.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's that same kind of thing where you hear over and over. She was almost exactly what, like, you were talking about, this other person. You kept hearing, like, the same thing over and over and over. And after a while, you're like, when are you going to work that out? Yeah,
there is a solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 2 in the big book. Yeah. First 165 pages. Look in your basic text. Look in your hope, faith, and courage.
But do you ever find yourself in
that extra page where all your notes should be?
Bruce, do you ever find yourself in a meeting rut?
Do I ever find myself in a meeting rut?
In a meeting rut, yeah.
Usually. I was in a blackout, Your Honor. Then there's the people, like I heard someone sharing in a meeting the other day who is leading a meeting with like 9 days.
Those are always enjoyable.
Well, and this is what was awesome. This gal's sharing, and you know, I'm not going to say what meeting, I'm not going to say who the gal is, so that no one will know who I'm talking about, but this gal was sharing about how she was sharing about blackouts, and she's like, you know, I'm married, and I've been going to meetings, and I had this blackout, and the next thing I knew, I came to, and I'm making out with this guy. You should have seen all the heads pop up in the meeting, like, what? What? Oh, hey. That chick is doable.
Was this the 13th step meeting?
It could have been. Because I don't know if it happens to you. I think it does. But like we'll go to
it.
It's not just at meetings. It's not just at meetings. It's like coffee after a meeting. Where Shelly and I were sitting and this person was at the meeting. This other person who's rather new is at the meeting, and we're watching. And, like, from moment one, this guy is on the make. And, I mean, we're, like, sitting back and watching, and we're like, oh, my God, look at that. I mean, he's just – everything is being shared directly to her about what a study is and this and that, and we're just, like, going, wow. A week before he was at the meeting, he was just the same kind of thing. It was somebody different. And I'm like, wow, this guy's, like, got a one-track mind. It's like having a one-track sober mind in a meeting.
Wait, guy and one-track mind in the same sentence.
Yeah. Sex. Shelly, what do you think?
Woof.
Same old situation.
I think many things. Some of them are printable.
Some of them are what?
Printable.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have gotten into a meeting rut where, I mean, I just didn't want to go. And my sponsor suggested I go to a couple of different meetings. And I went to, I tried an NME women's meeting that I really liked, and I went to that for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. She also said she didn't want me, you know, she said, go ahead and try some other meetings. She said, but I don't want you to stop going to your regular meetings. And I said, but that's what's driving me nuts. I can't sit there and listen to the same people every week again. I'm getting, it's killing me. And she said, no, you're listening to the same thing every week. She said, you need to keep going to those meetings until you hear something different from the same people. Stop assuming.
I knew you waiting a long time.
Because stop assuming that you know what they're going to say and actually listen. And I did. And I've heard things that I'll give you an example.
Give me an example.
One of our really good friends, I don't think he'll mind if I share his name, Fausto, has shared several times.
It won't matter if he minds now.
Here comes the bus.
No, I'm not.
You know what the great thing is? There's hardly anybody in Southern California that goes to meetings we go to named Fausto. There's only a few.
At any rate, he shared, you know, he had a near-death experience, and he's shared about it quite a few times in meetings. And I would always hear him say the same thing, and I'd say, that's crap. That's absolute crap. And I didn't get what he was saying. And then a few weeks ago, he shared it again, and all of a sudden, I got it.
You heard it differently.
And it was the same thing. He was saying the same thing that he'd always said.
You saw it with a new pair of glasses.
And I understood what he meant. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that makes total sense. And now I'm really glad that I had gone to the meeting, because then I heard something that really helped me out. But it was the same thing he'd said before, and it was the same person.
You know what I hear in meetings occasionally that is total crap every time it's shared?
What?
What's that?
My worst day sober is better than my best day loaded.
I have never said that.
How many times have you heard it? Lots of times. You know what I've always said? My best day getting loaded was way better than my worst day sober. But I wouldn't trade it.
That's right.
Because you know what? Are you kidding? My worst day sober was pretty freaking crappy. And you know, my best day getting loaded was pretty flipping good.
I'm not sure if you compared my best day loaded to my best day sober, which one would win. But I wouldn't trade them.
Yeah, you know what? That one I could do.
I totally know which one was my best day sober, and I wouldn't trade it for my best day loaded ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Was which one your best day loaded or best day sober?
Sober.
Okay.
What, did you just check
good.
In?
Last Wednesday was your best day sober?
I would say my best moment sober.
Oh.
We got to the end. We were singing in choir rehearsal. We were singing a really particularly difficult four-part song. Mm-hmm. Actually, five parts if you count the piano, who's doing something completely different.
That's just being out of tune.
And No, she's a great pianist.
Okay.
And we got to the end of the song, and we actually made it through the whole song, and nobody effed anything up. And it was such a high. It was the best. It was a total spiritual experience. I was like walking
that
on.
That just kicked the crap out of my sexual prowess feelings. My best moment ever was at the end of the thing where we got the song right.
That's
and I'm
apples
like,
and oranges.
Wow.
That's apples and oranges.
Wow. I'm feeling really bad. She just threw me under the bus.
Oh, great. Now I have guilt.
She threw me under the bus.
Are you going to have erectile problems for a while now?
Yeah.
You're going to have performance issues coming up down
apples
the road?
Apples and oranges. You can't compare the two things.
You said my best thing ever.
Best thing ever.
Best thing ever. Wasn't marrying my husband. You know, because what I was going to say is probably my two best days sober was one was marrying Shelly and the other one was the birth of my daughter.
Oh, I have an out. Because I said.
I have an out. Listen to her. Backpedal, 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 backpedal.
Because I said. Backpedal, I said my best moment sober. I wasn't sober when we got married. Ha ha!
Still kicks the crap out of my sexual prowess.
Wow. You must be really insecure.
I'm really not, but I am now.
Oh, come on.
She threw me under the sex bus.
I think you have issues anyway, because if you look closely at your microphone.
I made it that way. You guys can't tell, but the little spit guard thing, like the colored ball that's on the end. Shelly's is kind of orangish. Mine is orangish.
Orangish?
Orangish. So I put a black line on top of mine, and it makes it look rather phallic.
It changes colors, though, so it's sort of shame-like.
Oh! Stop with the chamberlain.
Here's Shelly.
Come away from me with that thing.
Get that out of your mouth.
Wow. See, she has kicked the crap out of my sexual prowess again.
You hear that?
Keep away from me with that thing.
Come on, you guys.
So what would your final words on the same old song and dance be, Shelly?
I think that if you're in a rut, that maybe you put yourself there. That it's not everyone else, that it's you.
Ooh. That's a zinger. You know what happens? See, that's what happens after you get your foot in the door in the program. See,
that's
now
right.
you're not in any way, shape, or form a newcomer anymore by anybody's standards, except your sponsors. And zinger. Mark, what are your final words on the subject?
You got to change it up and go to different meetings every now and then. That's it. That's all I got.
I was thinking of something more profound.
Like what?
Like you didn't.
See, you don't have it.
Mark just threw Sarah from the peanut gallery under the bus. My final words on the subject are that, you know what, it's kind of a combination of the things, actually, because you know what?
Don't leave it on my account.
If you're really stuck in the same old situation, the same old song and dance, you know what? Yeah, change it up once in a while. I've done it. I've gone to meetings on different nights, you know what? See what it's like other places. At the same time, it's a good thing to stay with your home groups. You know, so when things are happening, Shelly just got a weird thing.
Finish up.
Okay. You can go, you want to kind of stay with your home groups because those are the people that know you the best. And if you do like what Shelly said and you think you're hearing the same thing over again, maybe you might want to listen more closely and see if you hear something different. Okay, Shelly?
If you're stuck with the same old song and dance, maybe your dance, you need to learn the steps.
Ooh.
Wow, you know what?
We're out.
We're out here by the studio, and there is like an alleyway right on the side, and someone threw something in the trash, and I can really tell they threw something in the trash.
I was wondering who that was.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Is there like a garbage strike going on around here or something?
Shelly.
What?
Who's our friends back east?
That waft through.
That would be... I usually recommend that people not open the trash.
But she didn't.
What did you say? Who? What?
Do we have any friends
What's
back east?
At? Oh, that would be Bruce.
The other way, meet.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. Wait, where was I? Email, online, and subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. That's
right.
There
you go. Way to catch up.
I had a little brain cloud there.
Wow.
You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-step gazette to your little burg. I'm having problems talking
now.
When
is Fran's franchise going to... Could it be any more perfect?
When she's not working 18-hour days, maybe?
You mean when football season's over?
Even then, she has 18-hour days after that because they do events.
Yeah, that's true. Mark, how about her friends online?
That'd be In the Rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go to intherooms.com. Actually, you can go to recovery101.net and scroll down. And click on
always a good idea
our sponsors link. You can actually click on several of our sponsors links down there, and
you could even do it multiple times.
Yeah, you could have multiples.
Guys, you want to have a multiple?
That's right.
There you go.
Click on the links. And anyway, it's a
what'd you say?
Click on what do you think I said?
I thought you said come with us.
Wow, that
doesn't even sound like that.
Did you go sideways? Anyway, you can go put up a profile under the A of your choice. You can search the site while you go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show, and it's all free.
That's a bargain. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you guys have topics you want to hear or show suggestions or rants or raves, send them to those. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you want to watch videos, it's youtube.com/easylook. That's EASYLOOK. Or Recovery 101 Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure as hell don't. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Yippee!
I'm looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how